This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu received the Sri Lankan President Andra Kumara Dissanayake at Rashtrapati Bhavan and also hosted a banquet in his honour. Welcoming President Dissanayake and his delegation to Rashtrapati Bhavan, the President congratulated him for his victory in the recent presidential and parliamentary elections in Sri Lanka. On the occasion, President Murmu said that Sri Lanka is an important part of India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision. The President added that, as a close and trusted partner, India would continue to support the Sri Lankan government's effort for the sustainable economic development of Sri Lanka. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a five-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana from today. During her visit, President Murmu will attend the convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalagiri, Andhra Pradesh, and also lay the foundation of various initiatives at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad. The President will also present the President's colours to the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad. The President will also host a home reception at Rashtrapati Nilayam for the dignitaries of the state, leading citizens, academicians. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution, 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Law Amendment Bill in the lower house. The two bills have been listed in the business of the house. Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election in the country. The committee, under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind, held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. Once the legislation will become act, it will be implemented in two phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies' elections like panchayats should be conducted within 100 days of general elections. Meanwhile, BJP has issued a three-line whip to all its members of Lok Sabha to present in the lower house today. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will award 101 employees and officers for their exceptional service to Indian Railways with the Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Padak on the 21st of this month at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Among these, 15 railway personnel will be awarded for their outstanding efforts in innovation, increasing railway revenue, improving productivity, reducing dependence on imports, and promoting the use of indigenous technology. Other award-worthy contributions include extraordinary bravery in safeguarding lives and railway property, preventing ticketless travel and revenue theft, exceptional contributions to rail operations, and completing various projects in record time. Two sportspersons will also be honoured for their achievements in national and international sports competitions. The selected employees and officers come from various railway zones, including Central Railway, East Coast Railway, Northern Railway, South Central and Western Railway, amongst others. Haryana Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shyam Singh Rana has said that Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwan Mann should follow his Haryana counterpart and promptly resolve the issues of protesting farmers. The Agriculture Minister said that since Haryana Chief Minister is providing minimum support price on all crops, the Punjab government should also follow Haryana government's policy in interest of Punjab's farmers. The minister also expressed concerns over the deteriorating health of agitating farmer leaders. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has invoked the fourth phase of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, in the Delhi NCR region following the sharp rise in air pollution, with the air quality index exceeding the 400 mark at 10 p.m. yesterday. The Commission has taken the decision after reviewing the situation in a subcommittee meeting called on an emergency basis. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality in the national capital has entered the severe plus category with an AQI mark of 401 at 10 p.m. yesterday. The Commission highlighted that the air quality is worsening due to extremely calm wind conditions and the build-up of an inversion layer, which is adversely affecting the vertical mixing height. In women's cricket, India will face West Indies in the second T20 International at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai today. The match is set to begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.